Okay, so Toshma, I'm hearing base. Toshma, Noshim is Amos last one, Avadim is Amos last one. Noshim Avadim Kanim, Mutsu is Amos, Ain is Amos. Okay.
So the Tashis
and Noshim is Amos, the Atzma, and it's always glorious. So it says, I don't know how to read this right now, but Veha Afilu.
No, just skip the princess.
Okay, so Veha Mea Noshi Katrei Gavri Damian.
That's the Alpha.
Afilu Mea to grow up.
Yeah, Veha Afinoshim Afilu Mea. Kitre Gavri Damian. Right?
Yeah.
And so the
Gahan is.
But then he puts in. No, the Bahamea.
I think he's taking out the Francis.
St. Francis. Right. Bahamea. And then he's also putting in the word Afilo, right? I'm not sure Afilo Mea. Okay.
He says he gives it away.
Oh, I see. That's what he's taking out.
That's what he's taking out.
Oh, I see. I see what you mean. It takes out the whole thing. Okay, fine. So, Hamea Nashi, you can throw it straight, right? Hamea Nashi, you can throw Gavri Damian. Right? So, 100 women is like two men. Fikatani Nashi was almost last one. That wasn't almost last one. So, it stands to reason that.
So, Rashi.
Two men also?
Rashi.
Okay, and Rotzel Zaman, and Ain Mazaman, because the first time I look at one, Shane Kaviusa Na'a, Mishon Fritusa, Bain the Nashi, Bain the Mishko Zachar, Da'a Vadim Vikatanim.
So, that's why you can't unite both those groups.
Right.
Together.
Okay. The Afilu Mea Kitre Damien Le'inyan Chova De'in Chayavos Lezamen Ve'im Ratzu Lezamen Ve'hu Adin Lezamen.
So Rashi said, what does it got to do with Chova? What is Rashi saying? Places notice that Rashi's going in. Did you do that first, Tesis?
Yeah.
Hard like anything, right? But Rashi, let's take Rashi. So Rashi, so what is Rashi revealing by what he's explaining in the Kasha?
The other thing, his question is, could you have a Zeman of Roshos? Like that's the question might do.
That's the question. In other words, he's learning the Machloikis of Ratzel Zamin and Zamin al Mezamin. Is a question, if there's a Kiyum of Zimun and not a Machayev, can you have a Zimun? In other words, do you need the Machayev to be Matir Zimun? Or if there's a kiyum, you can do it. So everybody else is a kiyum, because we're like we said, because there's a kiyum alive. But so it'd be a kiyum. But the only thing is that you have no right to do it. You need a matar of a chova. So noshim don't have a chova, and you see that they can do it. So you see, you don't need a matar of a chova, and even rishus is good. That's what Rashi is learning. I mean, that's strict. But now, how does he learn the answer?
Mr. Shani Hassam, Dikadeos.
Dikadeos, what are you saying?
Okay. The Afalgav, the Linian Chova, in Chayavos, Linian Rishos, Deos Shlosha Chashivi, Lahodos Tve Mishne Anashim, Dika Mishim Gadla Shamiti.
So what is Rashi doing? I mean, he's not answering the problem.
Isn't the question, what's the matter? Is the matter the king of Gadol, or is the matter the Chova?
Yeah, but what is he doing now? You see, what he's doing now is he's backtracking on all Machlokes.
Right, sounds like that.
Right? What's the Machlokes about too?
What's right. The machlokes by two? It's not because you need a machayev and not a kiyum.
Right. If that were, then
that's it.
Right.
So what is the machlokes? The machlokes is because two are not chashuv enough.
If you don't have a kiyum gadol.
Because no. Two are not chashuv enough because you need a chashivus of three. Okay.
Right.
So the Gemara says, but maya noshim and so why is maya noshim good? They also don't have the chashivus of three. So the answer is, what does Rashi say?
That they have a gadla.
Because they have the chashivus of gadla. Because he could deus. So now it's no kasha. But according to the Manda Mara holds that you can't do it because you know the chashivas of three, right?
Mm-hmm.
So how come Noshim can do it? They don't know the chashivas of three. Mm-hmm. So the answer is there's another chashivas, the chashivas of Gadlu. And they have the chashivas of Gadlu. So that's why it's for them, it's more. But by two, you don't have the chashivas of Gadlu.
Why don't they have the chashivas of three? Why don't they have the chashivas of three?
Because noshim are not over one minion. If they had the chashivas of three, they'd be chayiv.
Mm-hmm. But they still could practically do gadol.
But they could practically
functionally. They still
functionally have the chashivas. Functionally, they could. In other words, the chashivas of gadol they have, because there's ikideos, so you can have the format of gadol. That's what he's saying.
They're not a unit, which is reflects right. Which could do gadol, because as a unit, they're not really a unit. But practically, they could do gadol, and they can have the
chashivas. That's right. Practically, they could do gadol because ikideos. So they have the chashivas of gadol.
Right.
That's what he's saying. That's Rashi. So Rashi.
So the quantity gives you the quality. Is that what he's saying?
No. Let's not get into Aristotle. He always saying here is that there's a certain chashivas of the tzura of gadol. Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean, Rashi? Why aren't we chayv?
Because the you don't have three gadol. They don't count as three gavras. Okay? So that's why.
So it means a feel mayor. It doesn't matter
It doesn't matter how many you have. You're never going to have the chashivas of three gavras. Okay? It's very good about the Rashi. And right. Rashi is nice.
But he's going back on the way he's learning the
question.
But he's
going back on the machloikis. That's what Taisus doesn't like. That's what I think Taisus doesn't like. Anyway, Taisus is very cryptic. Go ahead. Fortunately, there's a taste of Rush also on it. So we'll be back to the list. Let's try to taste it.
Okay, v'eman ashi k'trei gavri damien l'inyin kibbutz tefila l'inyin kol davar shebe asara.
So what is he saying?
Woman can never form like a minyan.
They're not all a minyan.
Right.
So you never have three.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Afilu hachi chashvin lu k'shlosha.
That's all, because you see the mezamen. Very difficult. So what do you mean the Taisa Rash? Rashi Ketrei Gavri Deredamia. Pirish. V'chol dover shetzorach schum or minyan. Kigam l'tfila or l'kriyas megillah or l'kriyas sefer Torah ein mashin v'na minyan. They're not all a minyan. The chain linyan zimun shitzarav gimel lo chashiva ketvas agav. Ela kishnayim. Uktoni mizamnos laatzmon. Avalo motzvah meima kecha damyon. Im kei lo hayi lechol as zamen laatzmon. I guess it wasn't too much, huh?
That they could be mezamen.
But they can't be kachat. Because Taisus kasha is, you see, there's a halacha of olu l'minyan. That's all from the gavra. That the gavra is choshev that they're old, these old women. Okay? So an isha doesn't have a din of being old women. Not with regard to tefillah, not with regard to Kriyas HaTorah, like he says, and not with regard to Dovah Shemidusha. So the gavra is not endowed with the significance of a gavra that's old women. Okay? There's no minyan here, because if there's no that, see chad, what Taisus means by chad, what do you mean by chad? One, because I think it's based on the old idea of numbers, that chad means there's no minyan, that number begins with two. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So he's saying you can't say that there is no number here, because if there's no number, they couldn't be mizamei. So you have to say that functionally they're a number. as functional entities, they're a number, but they aren't a number in terms of the gavra to be always three. Right? So that's what he means, v'uadin l'shnayim. Because the problem with shnayim was there's no gavra olal minyan shlosha. And by noshim you have the same thing. There's no gavra that's olal minyan shlosha. But functionally, they are considered three. But not in the gavra. Just functionally. So he says, so you see that even though you don't have three gavras, so you don't have the shlosha, so you still can be mezamen. So shnayim should also be able to be mezamen, because why don't you want shnayim to be mezamen? Because say they don't have the chashivas of shlosha.
But they can't function like three.
What?
They can't function like three.
But they can't
function like three.
That's the Gemara's answer.
What's the hava? Like that's
no. The hava mina was that you need that the machlokas is because the mandama that holds that you can't do it is because you don't have three gavras. Right?
Right.
That's the way we learn machlokas. That you need three gavras in order to do zimun. So noshim, you don't have three gavras either. So how can you do zimun? So the answer is, you don't need three gavras. In other words, the fact that you don't have three gavras makes it rishus.
Right.
But their rishus is better because they have a tzura of gavlut. Okay?
Right.
But he doesn't want to learn, he doesn't want to change the machlokis from before. Do you understand? See, that's why he calls Rashi. He doesn't want to learn like Rashi, because Rashi's learning the machlokis before was kiyum and chiyuv. So then Rashi has to relearn the machlokis. He doesn't have to relearn the machlokis. He learns right away that the machlokis is when you don't have three, do you have a mater? So then the Gemara says, what about Nashim and Arav 3, and it's good. So the Gemara answers that when you don't have 3, it's lacking. But we're sure it is if you have the Tzura of Gavlo. Okay? That's what Tessus learned. But what he doesn't like about Rashi is that he says, Rashi... Right. So the Rashi has to change the pshat.
According to Rashi, the Gemara Nahavnin was holding the whole matir, the Zimun is the Chiyuv.
That's right.
And therefore this case proves that's not the case, because he's a Shus.
That's right.
And the Gemara answers that what? That therefore the matir is not really, you don't need the Chiyuv for the matir, you just need Gadol in order to do it. You just need the Kiyam Gadol in order to do it.
He wasn't saying that you need the Chiyuv.
The Shitu holds...
In other words, you have to change your sheet.
You can't do a shas.
You can't do it.
You can't.
He wasn't saying that you can't do it without a machayev.
You just said you can't do it without gadla.
You can't do it without shlosh.
Because of gadla.
Because of chashivas.
Because of what?
Chashivas.
Isn't Rashi say because of gadla? Dikamashim gadla shemiti?
What do you mean, the answer to that other
question? The answer, the word's answer.
I'm going over to Kasha.
Oh, okay, so...
But the answer is changing the Kasha?
Which, according to Tesis?
Rashi.
According to Rashi, it's changing the whole machlokas.
Okay, good.
Right, but according to Tesis, it's not changing the machlokas.
Right, okay, I'm asking according to Rashi. The word's question and answer according to Rashi. The question was the same.
Oh, okay, yours is on Rashi?
Yeah, how do we
okay, remember? Good. Well, what's supposed
to according to Rashi, the Gemara's having was learning machlokas without shnayim is whether you need the five in order to matir institution of Zeman.
Right.
And
that's right. So Rabbi Yochanan held that want. So one held that you need the machayev.
Right.
And if you don't have the machayev, you don't have the matir.
Right.
So they bring a raya from Noshin, but you see you don't need the machayev.
Because you have an institution of Zeman.
Right.
And then the Gemara answers that no, that's not the machlokas. Of two.
That's right.
Machlokas is whether you need gadlu in order to matir zimun.
The machlokas is whether you need the chashivas of shlosha
to matir.
To be matir.
So then fine. So isn't this still a question? Because you don't have the chashivas of shlosha by nashim and still a shos.
Right. So the Gemara answers, but the chashivas of gadlu is enough to make it rishus. Is enough to be matir. Because you have the chashivas of gadlu.
You don't have the chashivas of shlosha. If the machlokes is, if do you need a chashir shlosh or a matir ziman?
Okay, shayni hasan digadeos. Mikan mashma the nashim yicholas zamin atzman. Right. So in the sense of Avichin Asu Benos Rabbeinu Avraham Chama V'Shal Rabbeinu Yehuda Alpi Avian. Who's that?
What? Yeah.
Who is that? Okay. Umi Lo Nago Olam Ken. The Kasha My Lo Nago Made Tani Mizam Nos Mashma. The Kasha.
That's Mizu
Yeah, I don't
know. Probably.
Okay, so all the Zanu Kasha My Lo Nago Made Tani Mizam Nos Mashma. The Kamar Chayavos Zamein. Where do you get that from? I guess you're not learning like Rashi.
So taste is misupik. If what?
If they're higher or not.
At the end of the day.
I mean, I see why he didn't want to learn the Gemara like Rashi.
Yeah. Right.
According to Rashi, that's the whole premise of the whole right. way to read the Gemara.
That's right.
Option.
If you say it, it
doesn't say it.
Sure,
it's not clear from the Brisa. It just says Nashim Zan Sasma Vadim Zan Lasso, Nashav Adam Mratzulazamin. But here the Lord's point is it says in Mratzulazam, what does it mean in Mratzulazam? It's just Bain Mazamin. Mratzu implies that by when they're on their own, then it's Ratzu.
It's
Ratzu.
So what's the Machlegis here? Machlegis is if Nashim Machayalos and Nashim is just Rejus.
Right.
So what are the Tzvaras? What are the Tzvaras? They're a din of a minion of three. Right. If there's a din of a minion of three, so you're going to have to say that what? Just for sure.
Because one can't possibly have that.
Right, but if you're going to say now we're discarding that whole idea.
Right, it's just a functional idea of God.
This is just a functional idea of God will. So if that's the case, so then you're going to say that the Maskana Sagamara is that the Chayelos.
Chayelos, what are you lacking?
Right. That's the question. Mm-hmm. That's the question. Okay.
Is it real? Do they not hold the Halacha de Chayev? I guess the further in Tosos says, "V'hadam beri shechin kam mechliyav mezim and also yinashim lein yishas kama hul ani chova." Okay, v'nashim tzarich iyanim yotzos beberchas hazim and shel anashim me'achar she'ein mevinos.
You don't understand, okay?
Right, so this doesn't sound like Yildachayev. Yes,
today you don't have it. Years ago you had it. 100 years ago you had it. Right. Today you don't have it. Okay, but anyways, what is he saying?
Okay.
It's not Mavinos. And what is the other side?
V'yesh Mavin Raya Sheyotzos Mida Amar Lekaman Sofer Mavaruch Bar Yotzai Mikan Mashma Shafa Nashem Yotzos Berachas Mazan Shalano.
Because the board doesn't understand.
Right. V'yesh Litchos Osoraya The Shani Bor Shemivim Blashna Kodesh V'yadeh Ketzas Maikamar Avlein and Delvarech, Avon Mashim Shein Vinas Klal, Matsil Vimad Delanavki.
So what are the two sides here? What are the two sides?
I mean, definitely saying is if you understand it a little bit, that's definitely good. Right?
Yeah, what does it mean you understand a little
bit? Yeah. Yeah, Ksas, my God.
Ksas.
It doesn't mean he knows like the Inyanis, but he may not.
I mean, does he have to understand the main part of the...
Seems like he knows what's going on, but he can't say every single word
right,
what it means.
He knows what's going on.
Right, the basic theme of right. what's going on, like, but, he, you know...
How long
has he lived the word here and there? He has an idea.
Does women have, like, no education right. at all?
No education at all.
Right, they didn't know...
No, I don't talk about
that. They know what
Benji knows. Can't talk about that, though.
Putting it down.
What? Are they chayav in benching? That's machlokes, isn't it? Machlokes.
That's the derais of the Rabbanan, right?
Derais of
the
Rabbanan, right?
Yeah, the Chayav.
But maybe they could still say.
I also they didn't teach their daughters how to Spanish.
Maybe they taught them how to read, but they didn't know what it means.
They didn't know how to read.
So yeah, they knew how to read it, but they wouldn't.
They knew how to read. They were literate, these women.
They knew how to read.
Yeah, they just didn't know what it meant.
Yeah, they know how to read. So
they didn't know what it meant.
Because that's how they mizamnas
lanzma. Right, for the mitzvah, you have to teach them how to read it, but they didn't have.
They don't understand what it means.
Right.
So bored is someone who
it's like someone in Hebrew school. It's like you got a Hebrew school, someone who like that they the first thing they learn, you teach them how to read, then you get a meaning afterwards. So they didn't get that far in their education. Right? First thing is you learn how to read the words, you can't.
Well, let me ask you a question. What is Taisus hold by Nashim themselves? Nashim is Amnos Liatzma.
Oh, you mean if you have three women?
Yeah.
So how's the other two gonna be
Right.
You mean, but then you'll have to say it's a bracha of kulam.
Bracha achas l'kulam.
So it's like they're doing it. So why don't you say the same thing by man?
Right.
Now, why is the board case is much worse? That should make on.
That should make on.
Well, isn't he putting that in the same realm?
So that's what he's saying, that the boor is a raya that you don't have to understand it. But you make on it, you don't have to understand.
Right, kalkona, I think.
Yeah. See, when Taisha says he understands Ktsas, what does it mean he understands Ktsas? What does Ktsas help? So, the fact that he understands means that it's a tziruf. It's not because he really has to understand the essence of it he gets through. It means that there's a tziruf. Okay?
Right.
So the question is, the fact that they don't understand, is that mevatel the tziruf? Because it puts them in a different class vis-a-vis Berachas HaMazon.
Just sounds.
Right. It's not that they have to understand. Because the boor doesn't really understand. He just knows Ktsas. So, but what it means is, if he understands Ktsas, so then there's a tziruf b'neihem. Because they're all the same, they need to be mitzarif them, because they're all with vis-a-vis the benching, there's a relationship. But the Noshim don't understand it all, so that sets them apart, and they keep him mitzarif. Then you can say Shlosha Noshim wouldn't be a problem at all. Because it's the same group.
They all don't understand?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So if one woman understood and the other two didn't, would that be a problem?
If what?
If one woman understood but the other two didn't, would that be makir the tziruf for Panza?
If you have three women?
Yeah, and one of them understood it and two of them didn't.
You're asking one understands
the
other.
Mm-hmm.
That's the
other. Mm-hmm. Definitely, I'd say, even though they don't understand. They don't say the bracha, so they have no sheikhs to the mavarech, because in order to have a sheikhs to the mavarech, you have to understand. I mean, that'll be the same thing about this. Does anybody else quote this problem?
Can I try a different way of learning this?
Yeah.
That he really learns.